Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings, everyone. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends. And that topic is simply copy and paste. Copy and paste. The world of Microsoft introduced us to the term copy and paste like never before. Remember back in the days of typewriters and word processors, it was almost impossible to copy and paste unless you had a copy machine and some glue. Well, in the Microsoft Word era, the copy and paste term just simply meant you could click on a document and highlight it, and whatever's on that document, you can transfer it to another document with the touch of a button. As simple as it seems today, the copy and paste process was amazing when it first came out. However, there are some documents you cannot copy and paste. You take a PDF file and you try your best to copy it and paste it, and it doesn't format correctly when you put it onto your document that you want to present. Well, the copy and paste process has a relevance in the business world, because as a home-based business leader, you'll see someone who has exceeded and thrived and had a great amount of success, and everyone says, just do what this person does and you'll be successful as well. They may come up on a stage and tell you their success story, and you may go home and think to yourself, all I've got to do is copy and paste that. Well, just like that PDF file, you can't copy and paste it. Their life may have been different than yours, their geographical region, their set of circumstances, a support base they had. Several different components of that person's life may not be easy to replicate and copy and paste, which means it's not as easy as it sounds. However, in order to excel in business, there are some copy and paste components that we can all adopt. Some components that if we add into our daily routines and lives, then we can do them as well. So yes, you may not have a full-time opportunity, so you can't copy and paste the full-time success story. You may not be in a geographical region that is the most favorable for various reasons, so you may not be able to copy and paste the geographical region. But what can be copied and pasted are the simple components that make everybody successful. Let's communicate what we can copy and paste. First, we can copy and paste a daily schedule or daily routine. And think about it, my good friends and neighbors. There are things that we should do every day. The successful people have a routine. Everyone that wants to achieve something great has a routine. Basketball players have practice. If golf is your game, you go out to the greens every day and you go out to the putting range and you do all the things that it takes in order for you to be effective. But it requires a daily routine. Let me ask you, what is your daily schedule? Is it outlined? And more importantly, do you stick to it? Are there things that happen in the course of your day that throw you off of your schedule? Everything about business is a rhythm. And when I think about the rhythm, I'm reminded of one of my favorite type of dances that you can find in every culture, and it's line dancing. I don't care where you are. If you're in Europe, they call it river dancing. If you're in the United States, whether it's country western line dancing, R&B, you name it, the line dance is everybody doing everything the same way on the dance floor in lockstep. And everyone from little children to senior citizens can follow those same patterns. And it looks great when everyone is dancing together and moving at the same pace and jumping and spinning and doing all the things in lockstep and in unison. Well, that's what happens when you have a daily schedule. You begin to get in a rhythm, and it's a rhythm you can replicate. Your team can get into a rhythm. They may not be able to copy and paste your exact same schedule, but they do need to have one. If you're full-time, there needs to be a full-time schedule. If you're part-time, then there's a part-time routine that you're following. But no matter what, it's the most important thing is when you're in rhythm is having a schedule. Have you ever seen someone attempt to line dance and they didn't know the line dance and everybody was moving in one direction? They were bumping in to people and they just couldn't get it right. Well, it's because they didn't know the steps. They didn't have a routine. They didn't understand the dance moves. By the same token, in business, you'll feel discombobulated and out of place, just like the person that doesn't know the line dance. You'll try to catch on and you'll try to get it going in a day, and it won't be as possible because there's not a routine established. There are three key components that hinder us from having a great routine. One is distractions. Surfing the internet, friends and family, unnecessary meetings, you name it. The distractions are typically what keep us from having a strong daily routine. And the more we can commit to a daily routine, the better we can become. The next is discouragement. You remember, like that dance example, you may not get the moves immediately. Your schedule may not work out well day one, day three, or even day 10. But sticking to it and knowing that you're going to get a rhythm and a routine, that's going to be the key to success. And then the final enemy of having a great routine is disorganization. Not having everything that you need, when you need it, how you need it, and everything being in disarray. Well, I would challenge you, my friends and neighbors, take the time to organize. Yes, organize, stay encouraged, and avoid distractions, and then a routine can be established. A part of that routine should be meeting new people. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's called networking for a reason. We should be committed to meeting new people, going new places, joining new groups, and asking for referrals. Every single day, it should be a day that some face, some voice, some image that we didn't see, didn't know before, that we connect with. Now, I don't mean just on social media. I mean face-to-face, handshake, eye contact, having a conversation with someone new that you didn't know before. That's how the process and the routine continues and grows, because the more new people you meet, the more referrals you can acquire, and the more your network can build. I would also add to that routine to communicate like never before, telling people what you do and why you do it and how you can help others. I used to think about when I was a younger in business, when people asked me the question, what do I do? How would I respond? And I came up with all these fancy one-liners, and I started thinking about it. I wanted to say something that was innovative and captivating. So somebody would say, well, what do you do? And I would say, well, I'm a farmer because I grow people. Somebody would say, well, what do you do? And I would respond by saying, I'm in the reality show business. I help people's dreams turn into reality. So I would do all these different unique things because I was practicing the fact that I wanted to communicate like never before. If a person asked me what I did, I didn't want to give some long, drawn-out speech about what I did. I wanted to, in one line, be able to captivate them and get them excited. Well, one of the key components of copy and paste we've discussed today is learning a routine and committing to it. When you commit to that routine, it's committing to meeting new people, committing to communicating like never before, as well as avoiding distractions and discouragement and the other things that keep us from being effective in our routine. My friends, there are many things about the lives of successful people that we can all copy and paste. And we begin by copying and pasting a powerful daily routine. This call was brought to you today by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution for quality professional development that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.